And and I moved from there right up yonder to that, on that White House, where that White House was. And I had boarders and we and me, and I'd cook their dinner and come down and work when Bascom would be off. Now he contracted over in Georgia and elsewhere else and around and about. And the days he got back home, we'd work on the house.
So he'd work just about?
He done all the work. He didn't hire none of it done.
That's really good.
And what me and my daddy could see, he was left alone, and he is staying with us all. And we'd be with him the other day, and we'd tote help him the days he's here.
Well, what were you doing before I came over here today?
I was coming in at the door taking clothes.
But the other day I came up here, you were on the telephone, I believe.
Yeah, I was talking to two of the church members that had called me.
So you were what? You were talking to the... Oh, yes, ma'am. That's interesting. So,
talking to two of the church members.
Well,
and I'm doing something now, you know, all the time. I ain't sitting down long. That's what the fuss about. But that can't be, I can't help it.
So that must keep you real busy.
Well, I stay busy just to keep the locks off of my mind.
Well, did you think about this any while I was gone?
No, I didn't even think nothing about it.
Well, good.
Because I didn't plan nothing, and I didn't have nothing but what, as I told you Saturday afternoon, that come up in my mind was what I said. It may be wrong or it may be good.
Oh, well, it's all good. Well, now, when you think about something, do you think about it or do you think around it?
Well, if I'm thinking of it, I just think about it a few minutes and then I kick it off and go on to something else.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Now, I ain't going to sit and brood over none of it. I may be talking wrong, not talking in the style of language, which I ought to, but now that's the way I am.
Well, I think it's good.
If I get to brooding over anything and worrying about anything, I get so nervous I can't hardly go. Because there is competition all over this place. You can see it.
Yes, sir. Well, what would you say if there was somebody that just was doing something crazy all the time, just working outside in the wintertime when it was snowing? What would you say?
Well, I just say they just wasn't using their mind. They were just not caring for their own self and body.
Well, would you say, if you asked somebody about it, if you asked his wife about it, what would you say?
I'd say, well, do you think he's right? Yes. Ain't that what you'd say?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'd say. Would you ever say something like, what make him do it?
Yes, I'd ask him. I says, well, is his mind right or what makes him do that? Of course, people has to take care of themselves, just like you have to take care of yourself.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But now, a lot of them don't think that. And a lot of them do things sometimes for spite, understand?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's terrible that people would do that.
Well, I know it's terrible, but there's a lot of them that'll do it.
I wanted to ask you some questions about when you were growing up, if you'll tell me some of them. Where did you keep your potatoes and turnips in the wintertime?
Honey, you asked me last Saturday and I told you we held our potatoes out in the yard in a hill with straw in them.
But you didn't have them.
No, we didn't put up no turnips. We had turnips growing all the time. And
so
I
used them no,
from the garden.
And what about your pasture? I don't think I asked you if your pasture, does that have a fence around it, a pasture?
Oh, yeah, you got to have a wire fence running there, electric fence. Well, some uses now electric fence.
So they can use that too, though?
Yeah, you can put up electric and have the box on the back of your porch. But you can't, if they take it down and break it loose, the